you enjoy networking? Perhaps you enjoy meeting new people and having stimulating conversations. After all, being around like-minded people should be enjoyable. I'm Sheena Walker from Performance by Design. And over the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you aspects of networking, prospecting, and planning scripts, podcasting, some areas where it seems now our market has become saturated with people giving you some myths and truths. You're becoming used to me saying that, but myths and untruths about what networking is and what sales scripts mean in a bid to connect and get new clients. So today, what I'd like to start off speaking about is we're going to look at networking and prospecting and how you can take that forward. I think that the world has become virtual with networking on Zoom. We've now got a little bit more face-to-face, but I've actually, in my personal opinion, have had to step back from virtual networking on Zoom because they've become a little bit unstructured, a little bit boring, a little bit, we're just hearing lots of trauma from people rather than a focused approach. So for me, and I hope you've got your notebook ready. So for me, networking involves building genuine connections and adding value and being able to follow up with people. I'm going to say that again. Network involves building genuine connections. Don't you just love it if you go to an event? And I just love this, that when you see a group of people listening to someone who's got charm and charisma, and they're all laughing and sharing something that seems to be a little bit funny. In sharp contrast to people that are ready to put a business card in your face. So on that, what I'd like to share with you is I don't use business cards when I go out networking. I have an electronic QR code, which if somebody asks me a little bit more information, I will offer them that. And I'll come on to that. So what is networking? I believe that what I'm going to share with you now, and you do this, you'll find your networking. You become more influential. You step up in your networking. So what I want you to think about and ask yourself this, am I focused or am I you focused? Do I go me, 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 listen to me? Or do you very quickly turn the conversation round to the person that you've been introduced to? So that's the number one thing about networking is be more interested in the person that you've just been introduced to. And the person perhaps that has a little bit of presence and they smile and they're looking for you to start that conversation. So let's look at 4 or 5 things that you might do with your conversation. So in networking, I think it's important to build a rapport and show genuine interest in others. And the next thing I link that to is a conversation about, do you enjoy what you're doing? What attracted you to your industry? I can remember having a conversation with a young man who was at an event and was on his own and seemed to be enjoying just wandering around and being on his own. I think he was enjoying it. But I went up and introduced myself and I said something like this. I'm Sheena Walker. This is the first time I've been at this event. What about you? He said, oh, I haven't been here before either. I said, oh, good, great. We're both newbies then. And so that was perhaps not planned, but it was how the conversation started. And then I said that, you know, is this the first time? Do you come from this area? Because I was in my own hometown. So it was first event, new to the area. And then from that, you can then probe a little bit more. I remember with this gentleman, he said, oh, what do you do, Sheena? And I said, very quickly, I gave him a sentence. I said, I work with business professionals to help to position them as an authority in performance and speaking. And he said, wow, I'd like to know more about that. Watch what I did. I said, I'm happy to share that with you, but I'd like to find out a little bit more about you. That's really more interesting to me. You see how I very quickly turned that around. So when he told me that he was the manager in a complex in a hotel, he was the manager of the leisure side, the golfing side. And I said, wow, that is brilliant. You must meet some very famous people and get opportunities to have a coffee. So can you see what I was doing? It wasn't about me, it was about him. And I think when, in that particular case, when you've got an industry that has a pool and golf, and all of that's to the fore, isn't it now, people? We've got lots of people that play golf and lots of people that look at their lifestyle. And so I ended up saying to him, tell me a little bit more about that. And what? How do you find the opportunities to encourage people to come and visit your site? Watch what happened next. Have you been, Sheena, to our golf and wellness centre? No, I haven't. Why don't I invite you? Why don't I invite you to come? Wow, I'd only met him. But what happened was that because I was asking him about what he did and his role and his responsibilities and how he found it, inside, he probably felt that somebody was listening, somebody was caring. Let me ask you, do you do that? Do you care and listen to what other people do? Because that's the area that's going to help you most in your business. So I think what this gentleman did, and then what we started doing, was offering value, sharing insights and connection. I then said, oh, I have a keen interest being a swimmer, and I'm very interested in the beauty side, but I should do more. I could do better. And that then opened up another conversation to, what would you like to do? Could I offer you a service in my hotel? Wow. In a very short space of time, I'd built a relationship up with this young man through being you-focused and through asking him to share insights and opportunities and what he did on a daily basis. And he said, oh, this afternoon, he went on to say, this afternoon, I'm going to give a presentation about our hotel. I said, oh, that's really, really exciting. And then I saw his face change. Watch what happened next. He said, I'm really worried because I've not really planned or prepared a presentation. I'm hoping that it'll be a conversation. And I said, well, you know, sometimes we've got to be prepared. with even just a 5 or 10 minute framework that can help to position not only you, but your hotel. Now, I don't normally do this. This is not something I would normally do. But I did say that if you've got time after our coffee, perhaps I could give you some pointers to how you might take this conversation forward. The opportunity was there to step in without being too pushy. And he said, oh, that would be great, Sheena, that would be great. His voice was enthusiastic. So that's like having a little follow-up. I wouldn't normally do that so quickly. But it maintained a relationship. And we continued that relationship and still do to this date. It wasn't too long ago. But then I said to him that, you know, would you be interested in grabbing a coffee and you can tell me how your afternoon went? And perhaps we could discuss how I could help you to step up in your hotel. Now, that's a generalised conversation that I hadn't planned, but it's one that I think works really, really well. Now, sometimes I wouldn't jump in and offer somebody that immediate help. But one of the things that does happen at networking meetings is that you go and before you know it, somebody has put a sales script or a sales service in your face. Now, that is not professional. So I think what's really important is we've talked about what is networking being you focused, not I, and how I took that forward. And that's just a simple example. But the second thing that I perhaps think about is called prospecting. Now, prospecting is when you get a little bit more information from the person you're speaking to understand their business. And one of the things that I said to somebody a few weeks ago was, it was an industry that was a little bit saturated, coaching. And there's many people now have a title of a coach, some experienced, some accredited, some just self-proclaimed it's entered the market. And I say that not lightly. But this girl was saying about how difficult it was to lead in the coaching industry. And then what she did next might not surprise you. We see it every day. She gave me a grocery list of all the things she coached on. Now, it's really nice to be able to have the expertise and knowledge to take people through life, career and their business. But what I noticed about this, what this girl was sharing, was there was no specifics there. So I said, what is your biggest challenge then? And what would you like to be able to do? And she said, I would like to be able to share my digital marketing. Now, she hadn't said that in her initial list. And I said, so what are the opportunities for you to do that? And how are you addressing it? She said, oh, I haven't been asked that before. Watch what I'm doing. See, that I'm not speaking about myself. So during the conversation, you've got to listen very carefully to what people are saying and then pick up a key word, perhaps, that you can add to the conversation. And when she said, I'm a bit stuck, I'm not sure what next steps are, I said, so tell me what you're going to focus on in the next quarter, if you do digital marketing, what might you focus on? She said, I don't know. I said, do you have a target audience? No, not really. And so I decided not to probe with more questions, because what you don't want is for someone to say, no, I don't do that. No, I've not thought of that. No, because that can make them feel very undervalued. So what's important and quite insightful is being able to share and perhaps be able to say, I'm really curious about how your skills, knowledge and expertise is impacting your business and you're finding it difficult to break through. Would it be helpful if we had a diary date? Would it be helpful if we met and discussed further? Now, that is a really good way to be. You see, prospecting requires research, identifying ideal clients, and a personalised approach. I'm going to say that again. Prospecting is stage two in networking, and it requires research, identifying who your ideal clients might be, and a personalised approach. So you can see that the networking is the rapport, introduction, conversation, and prospecting is when you get an opportunity perhaps to probe a little bit further and ask questions that then gives somebody a little bit of an insight, but not too much. And then you would look at setting up what I call a diary date. So a diary date would be stage three. And I might use something like having a conversation with that girl in digital marketing. Based on our conversation, I believe that I can help you achieve what you're looking for. I can help you to identify a way to actually become unstuck. Would you be interested in learning a little bit more? So I didn't tell her what to do. I just offered. And just watch what I did. Based on our conversation, I could help you achieve. Do you think these are words that you could use to actually encourage people to come to your company to buy a product or a service? And the third thing I'm going to share with you is the diary date. And all of that, the networking, prospecting and a diary date, could happen in a networking meeting, or it could happen that you've set up a second meeting, the diary date, and you speak about prospecting. And the third step would be, what do you do during a diary date? What type of questions might you ask? And sometimes I find that people might say to me, oh, that sounds really good, Sheena. And I'll say, when would be a good time for us to schedule our next meeting? And they say, oh, may I send you my electronic calendar? Sometimes people say, have you got a business card? The minute somebody asks me for a business card, and same with you, that's a cue to then take it a stage further. When would be a good time? And I do say, well, I don't use business cards, but I have an electronic diary. And may I add that having an electronic diary is a brilliant way in business right now. People love that you're organised. They love that they can go in and schedule a time that suits them. And when I say to them, could I give you my link to my electronic diary? Would that work for you? I'm asking watch what I did. When would be a good time to schedule a meeting? We can follow up in my electronic calendar. Does that work for you? You're giving the person an opportunity to say yes. You're not being... Sometimes my mum will ask me, are you bossy, Sheena? Yes, sometimes. But you're asking the person, does that suit you? And sometimes they'll say, well, what will happen at the meeting? And when we set a date, I will tell them, we'll look at setting, you sharing and telling me where you're at. And then we'll look at an action plan that we can follow to see if that's a good idea in your business right now. So all of this is discovery, it's shaping. So networking, prospecting, diary date is shaping the person, shaping the call, shaping what you can do for them. And I think that that is a much, much better way to actually take networking forward. When I have my third diary date, I will have a set of scripted sales questions that I'll slot into the conversation in not too a formal way, but it allows me to ask the questions and I'll say, I've prepared some questions based on our conversation. Would you mind if I take notes as I ask you the questions? And that will help me to formulate an action plan. And I might start off with, where are you in your business right now? What motivated you to explore this area? Question three might be, can you walk me through your decision-making process when you're looking at a product or a service? How do you think, or how do you envisage my service of performance mastery fitting into what you do every day? Have you thought about a criteria for personal and professional development? What concerns or obstacles do you anticipate when you start to do things differently? And recently I've added in, we are all daily students, and I think I'm a student, you're a student, and everybody you talk to is a daily student of learning. And I just believe that, what we need to be able to do is to think about how we take our conversations from meeting somebody for the first time, prospecting, setting a diary date, having an intro set of questions, which then would lead on to business questions in the industry and the target audience and what specific goals might you have. And I'd like to think that listening to me speaking today about networking, that you will go out and do it, networking very differently. It's important. It's really important that you build that rapport, that relationship, that understanding that not everybody is in the same place as you. And usually I finish the diary conversation with, I can help you because, and I demonstrate my unique signature model that is a link between my sporting background and my business background that can get results pretty quickly. But the second thing that I will speak about is how important it is to be able to speak about your product or services, to be able to go out and feel confident networking, feel confident on the phone, feel confident on Zoom. And I'd finish by saying, would you like some more details on any of these topics? And of course, you've probably hit the nail on the head that they've not done very little with these topics. So for today, I'd like you to go out and build genuine relationships and connections to provide value in your organisation. Remember, first be the best and then be first.